Good morning. Another dry start to the day today across interior New York and New England with high pressure overhead. Skies were clear overnight with the full sturgeon moon out there until sunrise this morning. We also have areas of fog which are getting locally dense in some spots, although that fog will tend to dissipate through the morning as temperatures climb up back through the 60s and 70s on their way up to the lower and middle 80s by mid to late afternoon. Some places in the Hudson Valley and parts of southern New England will even get into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. The high pressure center responsible for the nice weather will drift off the eastern seaboard today. This will allow a bit more humidity to enter the region and perhaps a few hazy clouds out there by late in the afternoon. Overnight tonight, the skies will remain clear and it will be mild with areas of fog developing again and lows back into the 60s. For tomorrow, we'll track a front through the Great Lakes and in our direction by late in the afternoon. So while we'll start out with some sunshine, clouds will be on the increase. It'll be breezy and warm, and increased humidity will lead to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms by the end of the day, which will last into the evening. Still, high temperatures tomorrow will reach into the middle 80s. Behind the front on Friday, breezy, cooler air flowing in with lower humidity and a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the upper 70s. There is the risk of a few passing showers, mainly over the higher terrain. Now, high pressure will build in for the weekend, and that's going to make for some beautiful weather across the region. Lots of sunshine, low humidity Saturday in the middle to upper 70s, with a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 80 on Sunday. Another front could bring us a couple of showers and thunderstorms to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes. Dew points in the lower 70s will produce moderate instability today. This, along with 30 to 35 knots of deep layer shear, will produce an environment supportive of severe thunderstorms. Supercell development will also be possible. Rapidly cooling air with height should be favorable for isolated large hail within the stronger updrafts. A wind damage threat could also develop, especially if the storms can organize into short line segments by early evening. Meanwhile, a heat advisory remains in effect for parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin today, including Minneapolis. Temperatures will reach into the mid-90s in this region. When combined with high humidity, heat indices will range from 97 to 102 degrees. At Mount Washington this morning, 15 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 52 degrees with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 25 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility and fog, 61 degrees, the dew point 59, a calm wind and 93% relative humidity. The barometer is at 30.16 inches and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Needles, Blythe, and Imperial, California, and also in Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 30 degrees at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature 70, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, still just 2 inches even for the month, which is 36 hundredths below normal. And 30.81 inches for the year, which is 5.76 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 75, that's 53 below normal, and 618 for the season, which is 124 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 98, set in 1916, and the record low, 42, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:47 p.m., 13 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower to middle 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and very warm to even hot today with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine and warm today with highs reaching the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, breezy and warm, with more humidity, eventually leading to scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the day and into the evening, high of 85. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Friday, less humidity in the upper 70s. Sunny, beautiful Saturday, upper 70s. Near 80 on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Monday and Tuesday. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.